So two rather famous popular stories we have in the scriptures today, the binding of Isaac, the testing of Abraham. You know, Abraham received the promise when he was 75. Isaac was born when he was 100. And some of the scholars would say that maybe Isaac was, you know, 15 years old at this time. So this is 40 years after the promise was given. And he's still in this faithfulness, willing to forego everything because his trust in the promise of God was greater than what he had at his on his hands and his fingertips. This steadfastness, as we heard in the opening prayer about Maria Goretti, this great virtue as disciples that we should be engendering, should be learning and practicing in our faith, this long suffering, this willingness to wait to the end, believing that what comes next is what's for our good, believing that we will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living, this virtue of hope, that the promises that Jesus gives us about eternal life are true, and that he will provide everything that we need for those promises to become true in our life, even if they don't seem to be such at the present time. And so we need to pray for that virtue of hope that we practice through steadfastness and fortitude. And that beautiful image in the gospel. And why did Jesus work this miracle? Because he saw their faith. And then in Luke and in Mark, when they tell this story, this is where the man's lowered through the roof. You know, it's just a very vivid image that the scriptures give to us about this. But he saw their faith. So how important it is that we surround ourselves with faith-filled people. We know what St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, I believe, that bad company corrupts good morals. And this isn't just for our young people and our teenagers, but for all of us. What company are we keeping? And now in our digital age, our company might not be just the people we hang out with or the people we work with, but the influencers we allow into our mind, into our heart, through our visual and audio media. What company are we surrounding ourselves with? Would their lives lead us towards salvation? Jesus set this man free. We've had these freeing stories the last couple of days in the gospel. This is what Jesus came to do. And this is what Jesus does. God himself will provide the sheep, Abraham says. God has provided that sheep in his son, Jesus. His son, Jesus, is the one who sets us free. Do our lives betray the fact that we believe that? Will our life lead to the salvation of someone else? Can Jesus look at our faith and then enact miracles in the lives of people around us? This good company, bad company is at the center of the story of St. Maria Goretti, who resisted the sexual advances of this man, Alexander, begged him not to do it because God didn't want it. It wasn't part of God's plan. He went through with it anyway and stabbed her numerous times. If any of you ever had the chance to go to a confirmation with Bishop Galeón, you may be familiar with his rendition of the story of Maria Goretti. He told it very vividly. But her attacker, her murderer, Alexander, grew up in a good way, but then he surrounded himself with bad people, and he began to engage in immoral media, pornography, you know, impure images, violent stories being told. It allowed these things to corrupt his mind and his heart, which then led to this aggressive act towards Maria. Maria, who grew up in a very poor home, but came to know the Lord And they say when she was 10 years old, she received her first communion, and her life really changed at that moment. And it says at one point, not long after that, she was with some other young girls who had also received their first communion at the same time. And they were engaging in immoral speech and bad jokes. So it was bad company. So she chose to remove herself rather than engage in this bad company. So again, whom are we surrounding ourselves? And for our parents, are we vigilant about the company our children keep? And again, the company is not just the real people, but the digital friends that we have. When Alessandro was dying, and you can find his testament online, he was cautioning against, and this is 1970 when he died, about how evil the media had become. Can we imagine what he would say now? When Pope Pius XII canonized her in 1950, he was cautioning against the evil influences of the media and the bad dress, the immodest clothing people were wearing. Can we only imagine what they would say today? To be a disciple is not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. Mother Church gives us these saints to encourage us in our journey, on our walk. We have these stories in the scriptures so that we can be emboldened in our faith, so that we can live a life that God wants us to live, the life that Jesus died so that we could live. Maria Goretti knew that one day that she would walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Through her intercession, may we do the same.